Harper Audio presents The Fates Will Find Their Way by Hannah Pittard. Read for you by Scott Shepherd. What each man does will shape his trial and fortune. For Jupiter is king to all alike. The fates will find their way. Virgil, the Aeneid. Some things were certain. They were undeniable, inarguable. Nora Lindell was gone, for one thing. There was no doubt about that. For another, it was Halloween when she went missing, which only served to compound the eeriness, the mysteriousness of her disappearance. Of course, it wasn't until the first day of November that most of us found out she was gone, because it wasn't until the day after Halloween that her father realized she hadn't come home the night before, and so started calling our parents. From what we could tell, and from how the phone tree was ordered that year, Jack Boyd's parents got the first phone call. Mrs. Boyd, as prescribed by the tree, called Mrs. Epstein, who called Mrs. Zablowski, who called Mrs. Jeffries. By the time the tree had been completed, many mothers had already gotten word of Nora's disappearance, either from us, running from house to house, or from Mr. Lindell himself, who'd broken phone tree etiquette and continued making calls even after getting off the phone with Mrs. Boyd. It was a breach in etiquette that our mothers forgave, obviously, but one that they agreed tacitly, behind the back of Mr. Lindell, added unnecessarily to...